Parsha Shmini has obviously the first part of it is the Inyanim of Aaron and so on, and the second part of it is Kasha Min Tomei Min Torah and so on. Min Tomei Min Torah has in itself it's a chayk, but like all chukim, we may not understand the etzem inyan of it in a way that is sechliistic, but certainly the inyanim carry in themselves a lot of reflection, a lot of remes of what a certain emes pnimius is. The chukim are sort of an outside manifestation of it. The memela, learning and understanding a little bit about these inyanim, have in themselves a tremendous chshivas to it. So let's focus on the Dimine Behema. So the Torah gives us two simanim for behemas, Malagera, Mafis Parsa. The Torah also singles out four different animals that are unusual and that they have one or the other simen. And make the Torah sort of a pipshut, it makes a note of it that a person shouldn't make a mistake over here, because these things, like the mashal by a fish, a snapping kaskeses, so the emes it's two simanim, but one is always mailed the other, kaskeses always has a snap here. Over here it's not like that. So the Torah singles out three behemes that are mafris parasa, and they are malagera, not mafris parasa. So those are three. And then the Torah gives one min that is the chazir, is mafis parasa, but it's not maligera. So Chazal over here, darshin, they point out a few things. First of all, they list these four different behemoths are keneged the four malchias that are Tomei that are bad malchis, the dal malchis, Bavel, Paras, Yavon, and Rome. Now, it's not just stam Chazal looking for what the darshan. We saw the Maral in the beginning of their mitzvah, where he explains that there are four different hechetimtzes of exiting the world of Toiv, and the four Malchias are be'etzem the four chetimtzes of exiting Toiv. That's the etzem etzias of Ra, and b'meila there's going to be Dal Malchias. If one understands it conceptually, that four is always a number of alternative possibilities. It's like Bavrom said, "Imina smila, v'ma smila imina." There's Yemin Smoil, there's Saf and Durim, there's Mizrach Meir. Those are the alternative pathways, and Mimela, those are always going to be four. So you have it in the world of Balechayim, and you have it in the world of Malchus. That's the sort of parallel. That's why Chazal are darshaning here that these Dalid behemoths are kineged the Dalid Malchus. I mean, that's the teichn of it. The also a second akuda, not so mudrash Chazal, but I think it's obvious. Two things that are totally dissimilar don't have a plane of conflict. They're not on one plane. So, the marshal, if a person, one person is a musician, and one person is an architect. There's no steerer between the two. There's no makom conflict between the two. There's no shayach to each other. And there's not going to be a metzias where the two are conflicting. Moshe, if you have two architects that are fighting about how to design a building, there's going to be a makom of a conflict. Even an architect and engineer, so even though they're designing different parts of the building, one is the structure, one is the appearance, but there are intersections of possible conflict. I want the room to look wider, you must have a support here, and so on. So in order for something to conflict with something else, there has to be some sort of point of commonality. And b'meila, since of all the umos, these Dalet Malchis are the Etzem Malchis that are in conflict with Malchus Yisrael, it must be that there's a Tzad Dimyan, so that there could be a conflict. And b'meila, these Dalet Malchis, so just like a behema that is totally off the charts, there's no makom to list it. You don't have to list a chamor. A chamor is obviously not kosher. Has no shaychus to kashrus. And b'meila, it's not something that has to appear in the pasuk. There are behemoths that are quasi kosher. They kind of have one simen that you're going to need a pasuk to be mafchin between the two. And b'meila, the dalet malchus are also four different koiches, four different umas and nebriyas that are quasi shayach to klal Yisrael. And b'meila, that's where you have the years of conflict. That I think is also mostly pashut. It's something that's pashut in the comparison. Chazal over here say, and they explain each one what it is and so on. You know, different psukim. I want to take out two nekudas. First of all, Moshe nosan shloshim pasuk echad v'lezu pasuk echad. In Dvarim, which is what Moshe in the pasuk in Dvarim Re'eid that lists it, these three are in one pasuk, and Chaz is in a different pasuk. Lama, Erechon Amash Shkula Kneged Shloshten, that the Esav is Kneged all the others. Rish Lakish says Yisera, even more than that, and that's why it's the other pasuk. So the Pashto Pshat is it's the three and one pasuk goes to the same kind, and one is a different kind. Chazal said that it is Shkula Kneged all of them, or even Yisera. I don't think it means just in quantity of rishis. There are two different simonim. Each one has its own nekud and its own inyan. So it's hard to say that just a question of quantity. It's something about the teichen of it, which is very, very different. It's a whole different world that is much stronger and than the other ones. It's true in many other ways. The Malchus Revius is something which doesn't have a kates to it. We don't see the kates to it. It certainly is much longer than all the three Malchus combined, and so on. But I think here especially, if understanding a little bit what the difference is going to explain to us that it's not Yisera Mikulam, just more Russian or more bad. It's something which is a Mahalach that is completely in a different different level of Ra. One more point of Yon Chazal. It says over here, Esagomel Zubavel. This is the last drasha. So it's a fairly long medrash, and the medrash goes through all the different psukim, why this would be this pasuk, that pasuk. Dova acha, Esagomel Zubavel, Kimala Geirahi, Shemikalesis Lakarish Baruchu. Bavel says Shvachem Takarish Baruchu. And then it brings the famous the Chazal that Nebuchadnezzar included himself all the Shvachim David HaMelech said. Then it says Shofan Zumadei Kimal Egeir Shemekalesas Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Shnema Kama Kodesh Malach Paras Vasanev Zuyovik Mal Geir Shemekalesas Lakadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chazir is not only Einem Mekalesas Lakadosh Baruch Hu V'ledayin Shemekalesas Elam Charefes U'Megadefes V'Oim Emile V'Shamayim. So the first nafgemina is these three are Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Edom doesn't. It's something which a little hard to L'chura they were Rishayim, the three Malchias. They were paying lip service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe, but they weren't really, they were showing Gemurim. We speak very cynically of somebody who's Oy Mahab Vaisim At, or somebody that, you know, they like the pasuk says about Klal Yisrael, that they were, you know, Befihem, with their mouths they praised me, but in their hearts they were koizev. I mean, why is the giving the kilus so important and so significant when the maisim are bad and so on? The second, there's another pshat over here in the medrash. Davachas agom zubavul shemalageri shemegadolus as Daniel. Bavul had high regards for Daniel. Daniel was given a prominent job. Shofin is Madai, Shemegaladelos is Mordechai. It says Mordechai Shar Melech. I never saw Yavon. It says the famous Chazal that Alexander would, when he would see Shimon HaTzadik, he would stand up and he would say, I'm a Natzeach because of him. Vesachaze is Edoim Vuger Lo Yigov, Sheinu Gal Sadikim, Vloy Dai Shenim Gadelos al Shiregasoysom. It kills Sadikim. Hurachsiv Kotzavtel Ami, and so on, Rabbi Akiva Vechaverov. So the three are, they happened. I mean, Daniel wasn't chosen for his tzitkis to have a prominent job in Bavel. He was chosen because he was extremely capable. He was Jewish. I don't know if they in the beginning they didn't know. I mean, it's not clear in the Pesukim afterwards they were Megala, but B'shaitoi, Mordechai is an Agav Grora, Shimon HaTzadik is because he helped him in war. It's not as if it's hard to say that these three Malchias set up Koilim where people sat and learned. They happened to have, each one had to have some acknowledgement. There were plenty of tzaddikim they killed also. And also seems, I mean, you're talking about Rishoyim and they had nice respect for tzaddikim and so on. Finally, the last one is quite surprising. It says, "As Agomos Bavel, Kigal Kimale Gerish Shegora Malchus Achreha." As I know, Kimale Gerish Shegora Malchus Achreha. Shafan Zumare Kimale Gerish Shegora Malchus Achreha. So these three umois, all of them, schlepped another Malchus in its wake. Bavel schlepped along Paras, you know, he was killed and he took over. Paras flowed into Yavon, Yavon flowed into Rome. Bes achazezu edoim v'hu geira lo yagur she'ein geiras malchachrea. It doesn't produce the next malchus. So why is it called? And why is it called achaze shemachazeres ateres lebaleha? It brings back to Klal Yisrael malchus. So this is quite a surprising flip around. This is the other three Malchis only left us in the dumps. Rome brings back, it's called a Chaze with some sort of Lashon Toivin Chaze, that it's Machzira the Ateres Lebaleha. First of all, we've gone after two, three different Mahalchim of how bad and how Tomei Edom is, Esav is, we've made a reverse and now he's better, that the word Chazer should be in itself, should have in itself some sort of Lashon Toiv, Machzeres, Ateres Lebaleha, Dov Apele, the Chazal here. So let's think a little bit, let's understand a little bit the Inyan di Simonim, and Bemele, the Tumen, and so on. The two Simonim are really Simonim that go from the two ends of the Metzias of a Bria in this world. Every Bria in this world has in itself the two critical components are, one is a Chibur with something that gives it Chiyus. That's its Chibur to its Sheirish, and it accomplishes and does something in this world. Those are the two endpoints of any Nivra in this world. By Adam, his Chiyus is Neshima, Vayipach Ba'apov. The ultimate Chiyus, the Pnimius Chiyus of Adam, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neficha Ba'apov. And b'meila, with that he became a chai. That's why the halach is you measure chiyus by neshima, and a person's koyach hasiya is his hands. That's what a person is, and those are his two extremes. A bal chai has two, a Baal Chai has in itself two extremes also. It's not chiyus of breathing, even though breathing is critical for Baal Chai as is for a person, but there was no vayipach pa'apov. So achila is one end of that is one extreme. It's shirish of chiyus, is a chibur to something. The other is that Baal Chai doesn't really have any hands, so its most extreme limb, the one that is in contact with everything around, are its feet. Those are two sort of end poles of a Baal Chai. When we speak about a Maligera, so Maligera is typically eats grass and things like that. That's a better correlation. It means that it sort of is mechuba to a sheirish. The sheirish of all chai is a tzemeach, and b'meila, that's what you latch onto. A behem, an animal that lives off being teiref, is really not being mischabah to sheirish, it's taken from something else. So, l'moshla, if I can just give sort of a dimyan ba'alma, moshla ba'alma, there's a person who lives off paiseach ha-sedecha maspeh l'chol chai ratzen, a mischabah to sheirish ha-gadosh baruch hu. A person who has that feeling and that understanding doesn't take from anybody else. He's not chashed in gzeila or nasagas gvul, because he's getting his chiyus ha-gadosh baruch hu, and b'meila he's getting from the sheirish. He doesn't need to take from somebody else. If there's a line where they're giving out everybody food, there's no reason why I would take from somebody else. Why would I go and take from somebody else? So that's the person who's mechubet, that's a chibet to sheirish. And then there is its level of function, this world, and so on and so forth. Those are the two extremes of Baal HaChayim, and they have a parallel in Adam. The three Baal HaChayim are Baal HaChayim who have in themselves there's something about their chibur in this world that's mekulkul. So they're male geira, and betzen they belong to those Baal HaChayim. They're not mafis parsa. However we're going to understand the world, if we don't understand, but their kilkul lies in the olam hamaisa, and that is typical of umas ha'olam. Umas ha'olam have in themselves a sheirish of menschlichkeit, a sheirish of tzom alekim, but they are mekulkul b'maseihem. They have yitzharas, they don't do what's right, they do what's wrong, and so on. That's your typical chelek of ra. There's a much deeper one, and that's Esav. The Noizdeshe says, the Tzachachava, that the reason why Esav is Shalko Keneged HaKoil, or maybe Yisrael HaKoil, he says the following vart. He says, Esav and Yaakov are Zelu Maseh. Yaakov is Midas HaEmes, and B'meila, Midas HaEmes is the Briach HaTichon. It's Mavriach Min HaKotzeh LaKotzeh, which means that it's Midas HaEmes is involved in every aspect of the Bria. It's an akuda that's in Koil. Bakol Mikol Koil. Yaakov is a midah of Koil because Emes circles everything. Emes is the akuda side of everything. And B'meila, so he says, the Zelumas Esav. Esav is also Sheker Bakoil, and it's a midah ra that's Makiv Koil. That's what the Rav Nezer says. And that's why it's Keneged Koil. That's how it's equal to Koil. All the other ones are individuals, and this is a midah that's Makiv Koil. So just like in Al Tzara Toiv, Chesed is a midah, and Din is a midah, and this is a midah, and that's a midah, and Emes is a midah that's in everything. Sheker is an anti-midah in everything. Takes everything around. I have a shayla on this point. when I say that this person is an ish emes, and everything that he does is emes and oiskehalten and erlich and yash and all these things, I hear it. I understand exactly what it means. It means that this person is kol kuloi, his mit is emes, and it's a mark of everything. I understand the point of it. Let me ask you the following. Let's say the opposite. What does it mean a person is shekin everything? Shekin has a reason for it. So the marshal, I see a good business deal. I know by lying I can get it. I'll lie. So lying has a tachlis in it. I can get this business. I can get out of trouble. I can get my way into this, that, the other thing. But if I tell you this person always lies, I mean, so good. Sometimes, I mean, the psychological, the crazy people. I mean, a person, I'll tell you, he'll never tell you the truth. Yes, how old he is, he won't tell you the truth. You ask him if it's day or night, he won't tell you the truth. He'll never tell you the truth. So it's a psychological condition, some sort. It's not Toivin Ra anymore. We're talking about something which is totally Meshuggah. There's no Tachzit. So how do I understand a Melitz like that? And Avnezer is right. That's what Chazal means. They say it's koil. Chazal are making a point about it. They're saying this is a midah that encompasses everything. That's the point they're saying. They're saying all the other ra, each ra is a particular sector. This is total all encompassing. What does that mean? So it's just like this. If Lamashal, if my attitude is that there's no real emes in the world. Lamashal, a person who has himself some ruchnius of any type, some ideal, some value. He has whatever the value, the ideal, however you want to describe it in the world, that's the emes. So that's that person that has that there's a pnimius in this world. There's tachlis, there's toiv, there's emes, there's something that has real metzias to it. This is right, and no matter how difficult it is, it still remains right. A person can develop the hefech of it. Hina neicha hoylech lamus, lamazei b'chayra means, these things don't have value, nothing has value in the Bria. A person who is an utterly cynical person, it means that he believes there's no be'etzim in the world. There's no pnim to anything. So he may not lie, but it's certainly his look at everything is what's it worth mitzaris chitzonius. What do you mean this has sentimental value? How much is it worth in the marketplace? That's its value. But to me, it's worth a lot. That's nonsense. This is something that, you know, is a strive for good. No, it's a business. Everything's a business. Everything's a game. Everybody's doing something for some tachlis. In other words, I totally take out any term. Everything is for a chitzonis to get tachlis. This person is fasting long tanesim, yeah, because he likes the meals that taste better after the tainis. This person is fasting long tanesim because he likes people talking about him and saying how wonderful he is. Everything, the person be'etzim doesn't deher any pneumistic value to the world. The world is a shell and there's nothing inside it. So b'meila, all I can talk about is the shell. That's a person whose midas hasheker is not sheker the way we understand it. That I happen to lie because it's a kli for getting me X, Y, or Z. This is the pshat, the best expression of it, the best description of it would be a cynic. A person holds a be'etzim, there is nothing in this world other than this world. And b'meila, there's no anything that talks about anything else is just a game in a chetimtza. So we have two oifanim of ra in the world. There's one oifan of ra in the world where there's a disconnect between a person's chitzonius and pnimius. The person doesn't do what's right. The umma doesn't do what's right. They do wrong. They're tempted easily. They do terrible things. But the chibur to lemala, that there's a pnim and a toichin and a chibur, is something that exists. That's something that sits in that hasn't stopped. A person is basically helpless or it has many areas that it doesn't come through to this world. So that type of ra, it's bad. A person does bad ma'isim is bad, but he's still a malageira. There's still some chibur to lamala. But there's a ra the adarabah. The person himself attributes that a person says there is no less thin, less thine. There's nothing. This person may even be practicing and doing it, but there's no meaning. People do things because they're used to it. It's society. It likes to be fit into society. It's a nice way to interact with other people. 101 taimim, all of them have a common denominator. There is no teichen. There is nothing more than what greets the eye. And everything else is just a game to get to there. A malicious game or a subconscious game, but that's all it is. That is the Malchus Ra of Esav. That is that's the polar opposite of Yaakov. The other ones, the other Malchus, are not polar opposites. They share the Malageira, but Tachlis, they don't bring it to fruition. Basha Einkein, Esav, denies that there's any Pnimius. He denies anything more than Chitzonius. So he could even stand and be misspired with the Chitzonius. It doesn't mean anything. The Chazal give us two different areas where you can recognize that difference. One, who's Mekale is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're not talking about a person who's deliberately, paying lip service. We're talking, generally speaking, a person, when the Dibur reflects a real machshava, a real feeling of what he is. Dibur is the outward. If the person's Dibur, and again, we're talking about a Dibur that's genuine, it's not there to hanfo, not there to fool around. If the person's Dibur is genuine, it reflects his Teichen. And the fact that three Umas had a Kilus Vakarish Baruch Hu, whereas the fourth Umas, the Mecharif and Gadif, puts them into two separate worlds. That's one Nafgemina. The second Nafgemina is the admiration for Tzadikim, the Kilus. In other words, of course the three Malchias killed Tzadikim, but they never killed him because they're Tzadikim, and they could admire somebody because he's a Tzadik. They could admire a person who has a different surah because they appreciated it, they admired it. And b'meila, it means something that I admire means that I value it, and if I value Ruchnius, if I look at a person who I feel, is a Tzadik Gomer, who I feel is Taka somebody, and I'm in awe, that means that Nekuda by me is still alive. Masha'in Kain, if I don't have the Haracha for Tzadikim, that for people who are Toiv, we witnessed with two Malchis Rishoyas, both of them, Esav, one destroyed Klal Yisrael because the Klal Yisrael, and the second one, the communists, destroyed anybody that believed Ruchnius because they believed in Ruchnius. The Milchama was, it's incredible, the Milchama was because anyone who said there's something more than a piece of bread on the plate and a pair of boots was a chakran. That's he's bringing Shekin to the world, and that's what the Muhammad was. It's incredible. So the Esav is something which hollows out the entire teichen of Ruchnis from the world, and they say all that exists is what greets the eye, and everything else is either a game, a malicious game, or it's a subconscious game, or it's a pleasant game. But that's all it is. That's the Pshat Nis Chazal over here. Define the difference between the two, and the mile of these three versus that. I want to go to the last Chazal that we mentioned over here. The last Chazal is it's a Gereres The other ones are all, the first three are Geirah, not the Malchus. And the Chazir is Machzir. Male Geirah is Meloshen Geirah. And this is and this is Machzir Torah. It's an incredible statement. How is that possible? So the Pshat is like this. The a person who has some lachluchis of ruchnius in his life, some pnimius, but he expresses it wrong, so he will keep going from A to B to C to D. If this doesn't work, this new age doesn't work, that new age doesn't work, if the other one doesn't work, this one works. The person, there's no collapse of the building. The person feels ruchnius. The tzibur is connected to some degree. They have a chibur, but like by the Kuzari, when the melech was given, we had the dreams that kavanasecha ritzim of loy maasecha, that your kavanas are good but not your maisim. So you keep hopping from maisa to maisa to maisa. There's no collapse. It's a realization that this didn't work. So a personal mashal who's very interested in getting well, and they tried this medication doesn't work so much, they tried another medication, a third medication. The alternative is not to get well. The person, if I can, he's been derishal or rafim, he's going to doctors, and he's going from A to B to C to D and so on. Malchus Esav, where it deheres that there is no teichen to the world, no pnimius to the world, collapses. In other words, it's something that can stand for a while, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world a hechtimtz of ra, but it collapses. It's just like when a person builds a building, and the building is not so good. It's a little hot. It's cold. It's not laid out well. So a person makes changes. He fixes walls, he adds walls, he adds windows, takes away windows, he plays with it. The building will always function. And the person will not raise the building, the person will keep changing it. A building where the foundations were built on were weak, then what will happen is, one day the building will collapse. It's not, it's going to be a little weaker, and then somebody's going to add a little pole, and somebody's going to do this, that. It has no metzias, and for a while, even something without a metzias can stand. Even something where the foundation is weak can stand for a tkufa, but it will collapse. Because its be'etzim has no teichen, and be'etzim it's hollow. Malchus Esav has only one hechetimt, and that's collapsing. When a person believes, and a person has a certain type of tachlis, so the person feels he's fulfilled, this didn't meet what he needed, this didn't meet, he'll hop from one thing to another thing to another thing. But it's not going to automatically collapse and come back around. Malchus of Esav, because it's empty bifnim, is going to, at one point, a person will say, "If what's the point of it all? It will collapse in itself. A pointless society collapses because it's pointless. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that if I'm empty, then I'm empty." That is the assortment of how Chazal understood the Malchus Elu Maaseh with this and so on. I want to add a little bit. It's so fine. This is the Malchus, this is big picture, and so on. Mitzad a person himself. So he points out, the Avnezer points out, that the place, the there are two sets of Teichacha in the Torah. The first set and the second set understood to be connected by Yisrish and by Sheni. And the second set is connected by Sheni, which is Malchus Edom. The Tachas Asher Levadat Hashem Kecha B'Simchah Tov Levav is in that second batch of Teichacha. In other words, if in Malchus Edom, the first Churban of Beis Hamikdash is because we did wrong. And yes, if even if the Yisoid is firm and there are holes and problems, you can patch it up. You can do things with it. But it's not the utter collapse that happened by Sheni. Tachas Ravata Shekecha B'Simchut Levav means when a person does something and he doesn't have simcha, it means there's no point to it. L'mashal, a person who is likes very much neat things, nice things, things to be very mesuder and very clean and so on, and he spends a hard day cleaning up the house. So it's hard work. Person feels good about it. Ah, everything's in place, everything is clean, everything's sparkling, it's very, very nice. So the person feels he may have wished he could hire somebody to do it. He doesn't like doing hard work, but there's a simcha of having done something that he really cares about. He sees neat and clean as being values that are worth it. Another person has no such feelings whatsoever. It doesn't strike a chord with him, but he was told that he has to do it, doesn't pass for people, whatever the reason is, and he does it. The person will do it, and the person will be very unhappy about having to spend the day cleaning, and malasot, this is what I have to do, and that's that. The simcha is a gauge of, did the person find meaning in it or not? Much more, doing the mitzvah right or wrong is a question of how much was I able to harness my guf and my koach hanefesh to my das and understanding what's right. So, a person who doesn't do many mitzvahs because he's lazy, because he likes running after taivas, because like doing that, it's obviously a taina, and the person hasn't done what he's supposed to do. But it means that there's a chiyus in the person. Had the person finished the Masech, learned the Masech, done whatever he's supposed to do, the person would have been very happy, but he always gets sidetracked with this nonsense, that nonsense, and so on. But a person who does it and feels no simcha in it, feels no tam in it, that's much worse. Then the person really is saying, I do these things because you have to do these things, but not because there's a toichen to it. And even, I would go so far to dare and to say, even if the person only sees it in terms of schar v'inish. So when schar v'inish is used as a spur against taiva and midas haguf, it makes sense. So l'mashal, I have a strong reason to speak Lashon Hara, but I know how terrible the Einish will be, and I desist. That's fine. That's an appropriate way to use that tool. But if my whole tfisa of why I shouldn't speak Lashon Hara and why I should do Chesed is based on Shachar Einish, it means be'etzem there's no Ruch Nistik Toichen. It's just, I get the game. I know how Kadosh Baruch Hu works, and I know how to game the system. So if you don't do the averus, you do the mitzvahs, then things go well here. Then I'm taking out the toichen from it, and the best proof to it is the darga of simcha that a person feels in having done it. I think it's an important nekuda in building our own ruach tzedek tzura. I'll tell over a ma'aseh from Adam Gadlmoid. There was a person who was killed in his prime. His name was a Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkum Domei. Somebody I knew, the Tefillah Shinoi, was a giant in everything, in learning, in everything. He said a shir to his Moshe, and the day before Shavuos, he asked the Olam if they did a Rakita last night. And they looked at him, they had no idea what he was talking about. And he said, I don't stand. You were zeicha to finish a mitzvah deraisa according to many shitas or sfiras haima. No joy, no feeling. This was the person. It wasn't the person. He didn't know how to say things to get an effect. That was his metzias. And he was a very strong litvish, even though with his yichas, this wasn't a chassidish exuberance. This was a deher of what it means a person has a mitzvah. I think understanding the world of toiv as being a toichen for ourselves is the shayrish of everything. If I see a person who is an accomplished person, and I'm jealous a bit, or admire a bit, that's very, very, very chashuv. If a person sees somebody who's a big tzaddik, a big yorei, a big sholem, a big chacham, and I don't feel any tinge of jealousy, that means it's dead inside me. I don't see it as being of any value. It's a tremendous chisaron. That means I'm hollow. It's exactly what Chazal is telling us. How are misyachas tzaddikim? Do I feel some admiration? Do I feel some inspiration? The motivation that a person should deher the world of toiv as being mitzias, as being this is the mitzias of the world, and this is where. I'm nizen from. I may mess up a lot. I may because of my laziness, because of my tivus, I may get sidetracked and go the wrong way and so on. But as long as I'm mechuba to something, I still have a metzias. The Malchus Esav sticks out a foot. It means Malchus Esav can do everything. Esav is showing off everything. And most of the false ideologies in Yiddishkeit come from that mahalach. It's important. It's very important to keep our customs, our traditions. It's built a wonderful society. It bonds the family. It brings us together. It gives a thousand and one ways of expressing less din v'less dayan. Without understanding that the world itself is nishmas, is the ve'ipach ba'apov, the breath of life that Hashem put into this world, and everything that's so that if a person is not nechas in that, then the person is it's all chitzonius. The only saving grace of Esav is that it's so hollow and so empty that it has to collapse and bring back to good. But that's for Esav, that's good to collapse. But for a person, the Tassar Vashem table is a reflection that he did avoida, but there was nothing, no chius in it, no sense that I'm tapping into the pnimius of the bria, into the atzmius of myself, into the chelk akayim imal that's in a person. The understanding that this is the central nekuda that a person should work on, that a person should bring into himself the sense of what is the teichen of the bria. That's what Chazal are telling us. When a person has simcha and tov levav on any good that he does, and different people have different areas. One person learns through a sugya and is able to misamik, and he feels some pnimistika chedves reshmeitza. A person has a moment, a tefillah that he's very inspired to. And he feels the shfichas leiv takadosh baruch hu. A person works hard and does something for somebody else, and the person gave a lot, was myself a lot to do it, and it's done, and he feels a certain sense of it. Those are those nekudas of chias. That's the means the person chobel lemala, of the things that we work on mitzad chitzonius. Those are the lemaisa, and that's one end of the simanit tyran. It's as important, but the place that we need to put a dagish on is that sense of simcha and tov levav in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense that I'm accomplishing something when I do good, because the good is who I am. Be'etzim. Shabbos.